when we didn't text back then, because we just had pagers. You never had a pager?
No.
Take five, the bald and the beautiful.
That's me. I'm bald and beautiful.
He's very beautiful.
Hi, I'm Burke Collins.
And I'm Suze Hinton.
And these are five IoT devices that you should have bought yesterday.
It's true.
Yep. Thing number one, the LIFX light bulb. Am I saying that right, or is it LIFX?
I've heard both. Jury's out.
We don't know. So it's either LIFX or LIFX, depending on which one of us you ask. This is it right here. And we actually weren't able to get it connected to the internet for the 45 minutes that we tried before this episode. But despite that, take my word for it, it is good. And it comes in this cute little box here.
That which is very cute.
Very nice.
And I've seen online you've been doing some cool stuff with it.
Yeah, so this was, and we talked about this too, is sort of a gateway IoT drug. It's very simple. It's a very simple API. You don't have to really authenticate. And I've done some things like I created an Azure function which changes the color based on the weather. I also registered the domain ienjoylamp.com. Right, because ilovelamp.com was taken. So you can go to ienjoylamp and you can change the color of this light bulb. So that's the LIFX?
LIFX.
LIFX light bulb.
LIFX, yeah.
And I believe it's about $39 and you can get it from Amazon.
Nice.
LIFX.
Thing number two is the Adafruit Hazard Breakout. This is a personal favorite microcontroller of mine that's able to connect via Wi-Fi. So you can pretty much do whatever IoT project you want to do with it, because it's not sort of, it doesn't come with a program running out of the box. That's kind of what you invent for it.
Nice. So you write the code that comes on it?
Yeah, there's no code on it, and so you just come up with a project. It is actually Arduino compatible, so you can just write your regular Arduino.
So can you plug it into the Arduino?
It kind of behaves like an Arduino. It just has Wi-Fi capabilities on it.
So it's already built into the chip then?
It's all built in. It's using the ESP8266, which probably means nothing by itself. But
I nodded my head like I knew what you're talking about, but I don't.
But it's a really, really popular Wi-Fi chip that has a little bit of room to upload a program to. So this is an outrageously popular Wi-Fi chip in the maker community because you can get them really affordably. And a lot of manufacturers actually create these breakout boards for them, which gives you stuff that you is kind of boring to add, such as voltage regulation and just ways to actually program it in the first place.
Nice. And how much is it?
So this is about $10. So I just always have a bunch of them lying around. Usually when you buy an Arduino, they're a little more expensive. And so you have to kind of take apart your project every time, which is heartbreaking.
Right.
But if you buy a bunch of these, you can kind of just leave them all assembled because they are a lot
more. So it's a little bit more disposable because they're cheaper.
Totally. So if you burn one out, it's usually not a huge deal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thing number three, this cat here, which sings the final countdown.
Brooke, I don't think this is an IoT device.
Sure it is.
Like, how does it connect to the internet?
Well, it doesn't connect to the internet, but it sings the final countdown and swings a nunchuck.
Where did you even find this?
I got it at Lowe's on clearance.
How much did you actually pay for this?
About $5.
Yeah, you wasted your money.
No.
It's sort of forgivable, actually, but I still wouldn't have spent $5 on it.
I pushed the button once, and because it was at a hardware store. I pushed the button once, and it went off, and I was like, I have to own this. I don't care how much
so
it is.
So you're that guy.
Yes,
that these,
I'm the one.
That these people yes. are in a corporate boardroom all talking about
right.
what's going to suck
what
you in.
What idiot is going to buy this?
That's you.
This idiot. Actual thing number three is the Azure MX chip. We've got a couple of them here. So we have this one, which is out of the box.
This is mine.
That's yours.
This is my personal one. Yeah.
This is mine here.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually gave me one of these.
I did.
Which is a fantastic way to get started with IoT on Azure.
Yes, it is. What I love the most about it is that you don't just have to plug a whole bunch of things in to get started, which is usually the most confusing part about IoT. Everyone freaks out about the wires and like what
the
they're supposed to do.
The breadboards, all that
and, like,
sort of stuff.
Am I going to electrocute myself and things right. like that?
What the heck is a capacitor?
Right.
I don't know what any of this stuff does.
Yeah, so this has so many things on it. And to be honest, I do use it pretty heavily as a prototyping device because I can test out ideas. And then if it's a bad idea, then we can just forget about it.
And it does have a lot of stuff. It has an LED screen.
Mm-hmm.
It has temperature sensors.
Yep,
it has an accelerometer.
It does. It has like a pressure sensor. It has a gyroscope. It has LEDs. buttons. It has a microphone too.
Does it really?
Yeah, so you can do a whole bunch of stuff with this and pretty much just glue all of these different components together with your code. And then you can end up creating pretty cool stuff. And the fact that it connects to the internet, and it also has like this little Azure LED, which is my favorite.
Right, so which lights up blue.
Yeah,
it's pretty neat.
So you always know it's connected.
Right, so if you're looking to get started with Azure IoT Hub and visualizing your data with Power BI, you can do this using the MX chip, which also comes with some code that you can run through VS Code and then push up to the IoT Hub. Just a simple way to get started.
It totally is. And I think it's around $39. So considering how many pieces you get on this board, that's actually really good value.
It's a really good value, yeah. You get every sensor and the kitchen sink.
Cool.
That's like $40. Are you ready?
No. Okay. All right, I'm ready. Thing number four is the flick button. It is a smart button. I don't know if you know what that means.
I'm assuming it's some sort of button that you press and then something happens on the internet.
Totally. So, for example, I could double click it like I just did and it might send you a text message.
Is it going to Twilio?
There might be a Twilio connection.
Oh. Ooh. Got any Google clusters? Actually, I do have some Google clusters.
I was really hoping you were going to bring them today.
Let's see here. Oh, I do. For you, Supreme.
I'm so pumped. This is literally the flavor that I wanted this whole time.
Just so you know, it's like 20,000 calories. So once you eat that, you don't need to eat again for like another month.
Okay.
Like a snake eating an antelope.
Can I look like a snake eating an antelope?
I don't know that you will. You may be if you eat all 20,000 calories.
All right, I'm excited. There's been a lot of buildup. I've been watching this whole series.
Oh, it's worth it.
Waiting for my Google
cluster. Wait, is this your first
moment.
One?
This is my first
Google. Oh my
Google
goodness,
cluster.
Can we get a close up? It's sublime.
Wait.
Here's the thing, we need to get sponsored by Google clusters. So here's my message to Google clusters. Sponsor us. Notice that she's not eating a moon pie, she's eating a Google cluster.
That's pretty
so
good.
Unless you want all of the guests eating moon pies, please sponsor the show. I want like an official Google cluster sponsorship. Like five things brought to you by Google clusters.
So the flick button is able to connect to either your phone via Bluetooth, which lets you use a companion app to program it to do pretty much like a lot of different things.
When you say program from the phone app, is that like just moving a bunch of actions around?
I mean, totally.
You're not writing code or anything.
No, there's no code, so you can do things like webhooks, you can use if this then that, you can send like text messages and stuff like that, so it's pretty cool.
Okay.
But then you can also connect it to what's called a Flick Hub, which means you don't have to have your phone around and you can have like lots of different buttons maybe situated around your home and they can be all doing different things.
Okay, and how much is the Flick button?
Yeah, so you can get a 4-pack for less than $100,
okay.
Which isn't too bad, yeah.
No. Little pricey for buttons.
Little pricey.
You get what you pay for. If you want the best buttons, you gotta
pony up. It's actually really satisfying to press, so yeah.
It is. It's very neat. And it's actually a very, this is a little bit of a weird thing to say, but as buttons go, it's a very nice looking button.
It is, yeah. And the adhesive on the back is reusable as well, which is great.
Yeah, cool. So check those out. Those are called Flick buttons. Thing number five is the Particle Maker Kit. This is the Particle Maker Kit. This thing is about $89 and it has everything. It's got a breadboard, it's got the transistors, it's got like a little micro servo. I mean, it's just full of stuff. So if you're really looking to get into IoT and you really want to do everything yourself, this is a really cool kit from the folks at Particle. And it automatically connects to the Particle Cloud as well. So your data just goes into the cloud, and then they have connectors to the Azure IoT Hub.
They do.
Right, so you can pull it in, and then you can visualize it with something like Power BI, or send it off to something else with Event Grid.
And Particle have been around for a while, right? So they're a super robust platform that's it's been tested with many, many, many people, and so it's so easy to get started. That was probably my main takeaway when I first started.
Was the Particle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have a lot of other cool boards that they're selling as well, like the Proton, and there's a Photon. So check out the Particle stuff. An excellent way for you to take your IoT stuff and do a whole lot more with it.
Every time I dropped a crumb, I was trying not to laugh. You just feel them dropping.
They're very crummy. Like when you bite in, it's like explodes out of the side of your mouth. That happens to me too. But mostly it's just like all over the bed. Like in the hotel, there's just Google cluster paraphernalia. I'm Burke Collins.
And I'm Suze Hinton.
And that's five IoT devices that you probably should have bought yesterday. We've got links to all those devices in the show notes below, as well as links to some of the open source projects we were talking about.
Yeah, and we would love to know what are your favorite IoT devices. So please leave us a comment below, and we would love to check them out.
And if you have a Ninja Cat just like mine, I would also like to know if I'm not the only one
please leave.
With just a Ninja Cat.
Let him think he's alone.
Ninja Cat in the comments.
No.
Stupidest thing.